This is episode number 55 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of December 8th, 2008. Coming up on today's show, we have distractions, a short bit of news. After the break, we come back and talk about what happened this year at Black Friday. After that, new releases, we have some contest winners, a surefire question of the week. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 55.
Hey, howdy.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello.
And Jeff Chiorni.
Word up, Chiorni. You're way too happy.
Yeah, right. No, it's more like delirious, man. I'm so friggin' tired. Cool. Yeah, so this is episode number 55. How you guys doing? Jason, what's up?
Not much. I'm tired too. Yeah, we had to postpone our normal Thursday recording, so it's now Sunday. It's actually Sunday afternoon, which is actually kind of early for us, especially Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff, why is it early for you?
Tanya had her work Christmas party last night, and I was like that guy who doesn't work there, who like basically the boyfriend who shows up and drinks probably the most out of everyone.
Well, it's free. Come on.
I was like everyone's best friend by the end of the night, making plans. Going, yeah, next week we're going to play some poker.
Yeah.
And we're going out Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's awesome.
Tanya's afraid of going to work. She's like, oh, my God. I don't think it was that bad, but I feel like crap right now. So if I leave spontaneously, you'll know why. I'm drinking my Gatorade and I'm, you know, got my blanket. That's all I need.
Is there a bucket next to your computer?
No.
Okay.
I wish McDonald's delivered, though.
Oh.
It's like the hangover cure right there. A couple cheeseburgers, some fries.
Oh, God, I'm hungry. Don't, dude.
Sorry. Oh. How are you doing, Chris?
Pretty good. I had to get up early and go hang out with Mom, so it's only like 1 o'clock, and I've been up since 6. But she, she hasn't been able to, she wasn't staying at home because of, you know, the hospital trip and all that shit. So, she hadn't been able to take care of her yard. So I was out there doing yard work for her this morning. So, she still can't really do it. So, but made it back in time and ready to record. So let's get to it because I want to be done quickly. So thanks for listening and we'll talk. Oh. Sorry.
All right.
We played games.
Yeah.
See you next week.
What'd you play? Games. That's okay. Next. All right. So what's going on? We're gonna announce the winner to the Find a Fourth contest.
Awesome.
And
here we go.
The winner is going to be announced later.
Mean.
We have a couple CDs to give away. We had some people send in their favorite Power Glove song, so we'll do that later on. And, I think that's about it. We still have to decide what 10 MMOs we're going to let you guys vote on. We haven't actually gone through them yet because we've had the Find a Fourth contest going on. So we'll probably go through those this week and have a poll up for you soon, hopefully. And,
Fly for fun, 3 weeks straight.
I think that's about it. So let's get to it. Jason.
Yo.
What's distracting you this week?
Games. Left 4 Dead, in particular.
Yeah.
Hey, I've played that game before.
Yeah, once or twice. You know what? I actually got it on 360. Three games.
You did, really?
Yes, so I could play with Jeff and other cool people. Well, not that Jeff's cool, but, you know, he's another person.
Yeah.
But other people on my, 360 friends list. So I want to do that sometime this week, so let's make it happen.
Let me know.
With the captain. You down, Jeff?
I am definitely down.
Sweet.
I love me some Left 4 Dead.
Awesome.
Have you played it
If it gets
yet?
Cheap enough at game... Ooh, what?
Sorry?
Have you played the 360 version yet?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I played the demo.
Okay.
And it wasn't up to snuff. But that's just because I have a pretty decent PC. Mm-hmm. You know, runs slick as shit. Looks awesome. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, nobody else is really complaining about it that has it on the 360. So, it's just tit for tat. But
cool.
Aside from that, Fallout 3, going to keep a little mum on that because we're going to be doing a special on that at some point in the very near future.
I think it's necessary.
I think so,
I think it is, too.
Let's see. Last night, we went out for a buddy's birthday, and went out to eat at, like, a Japanese restaurant, and then we went out to see Punisher, which is actually kind of a fun movie.
That's actually surprised. What I've heard. You're the second person to say that.
It's totally over the top, really, really campy, and if it didn't do that, it would have been a really, really shitty movie. But, I mean, the gore is just, like, turned up to 11, and, yeah. This is, like, this one scene where these, like, you know, the Mirror's Edge, you know, like, street acrobatic shit.
Yeah, the parkour stuff.
Yeah. They've got three guys in the movie that are like that, and one of the guys actually, you know, while they're flipping through the streets and stuff, like, over rooftops, like, all of a sudden it goes slow-mo, and then you see, like, a rocket flying at this guy, and it hits him, like, in midair. It's so corny. That's one of the best kills in the movie.
That's
but
awesome.
My reason for bringing that up, actually, is because we get to hang out at Alex's house, and it was just like being a college kid again. It's great, because we just sat down, and we played video games and stuff. We played...
Street Fighter.
We played a little Street Fighter, yes.
Nice.
Some Bionic Commando Rearmed.
Cool.
Nice.
That was cool. And also Mortal Kombat versus DC.
Oh, yeah.
Which I have to say is not bad.
That's what I've heard.
It's actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. Like, if they do more Mortal Kombat games, then I'm sure they will. Please use this engine, because it's probably the best one to date. It's a lot of fun. And all the combos are normal change, almost like Killer Instinct. Like, certain moves will chain into others, but they also have the Street Fighter timing, where very specific, frame-specific stuff. But I enjoyed it a lot. You guys can check it out at all?
I think I'm going to rent it. I've heard nothing but good things about it, really, to tell you the truth, which is the first time about a Mortal Kombat game where I pretty much heard everyone say it's pretty good.
So yeah.
I'm intrigued. I want to check it out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the engine's pretty deep and stuff. You know, I had a great time with, I think, the combat challenges more than anything, just because I'm goofy that way. But they'll give you, like, a set of combos that they want you to do, and you can't progress until you do that combo. So that was fun. Cool. Batman's pretty badass. Of course, he's really the only one that I played. But another thing that I like about the engine is that they've got, like, timing-specific special moves. Like, if you throw a batarang, and then if you time it right, you can do another motion to throw another batarang right afterwards at combos.
That's cool.
So it kind of rewards, like, you know, the hardcore folks as well. Pretty neat. Cool. What else did I play? Street Fighter.
Yes. Or you tried to play Street Fighter.
That's what I'm going for. So
can we talk about that now? I think we should.
So, yeah, Friday night, a bunch of VG Evoers got together, Friday Fight Nights or whatever, tried to play some Street Fighter on PSN. And, Jeff, how well did that go?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it bad. That was terrible. Like, no one could connect to each other. And when we did, there's disconnects every 5 minutes. We're using VG Evo chat box as, like, a buffer to talk to people and try to get things worked out. And did you end up joining anyone, being able to connect anyone?
I got into, like, two games. I got into a game with Mad Scientist, and then as soon as we started playing, it disconnected.
Yeah.
And, at the same time, oh, man, I was so excited. I got into a room with where Ken was in.
Yeah.
And I watched as a spectator for a couple of matches, and then it was, like, me versus Ken, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is the culmination of all my fighting game experience. I'm like, it's finally going to happen. And it disconnects. Like,
oh, damn.
So that was a huge letdown.
That's ridiculous. Is it just PSN? I mean, are people having trouble online as well, or is it just PSN?
I think it's mostly PSN. At least the 360 version masks it better. Like, I can sit on the 360 version. I can do quick match after quick match. I think if it errors out, it just says no rooms found. So it hides it a lot better. So I've got to, you know, still do a quick search, you know, 4 or 5 times before I get a match. But once I'm in the match, it's just so smooth. And I think it handles lag a lot better on the 360 version than it does PSN. For sure.
Nice. Yeah, I got into one room. It was pretty much full, and we stayed for about a good hour. Then after that hour, it seems like everything went to the shitter, because I had problems connecting to people I was connecting to before. Same thing with you. I'd enter a room, we'd be fine, but the second it got to the point where we had to start a match, they would drop somebody or drop everybody. Yeah, I mean, we did, like, when you do connect, it's fun as hell. Like, I love it, but dude, we had so many issues. They need to fix it. They need to patch it. And I'm just going to throw that out there. Like, yes, for live, you're paying that extra $4 a month or whatever it is, but you're not having these problems. So I don't know. I was pissed off, like, to the point where I was like, you know what? I'm just going to download it for 360, buy an arcade stick for 360, and then Street Fighter 4, buy on 360, because I don't want these problems. If they don't patch them, I'm... Yeah, if Capcom doesn't show that they're going to fix it, or whoever's going to fix it, then I'll probably end up getting 4 for 360 instead of PS3.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat, man. For real. And I think the 360 version actually uses something that's called a GGPO, like netcode, which is something on the PC, and it's a specific netcode, and I think they implemented that on the 360. I don't think it's on the PSN. I haven't read anything about that.
Okay.
I hope that they... I don't think they can implement it. I don't know. I think it's too far gone, but hopefully they can patch it. We'll see.
Yeah, hopefully.
Fingers crossed.
But I did manage to be able to battle Ken, which I was looking forward to. And I mean, same with you. I'm like, oh my God, I'm about to fight Sushi X from EGM. It's blowing my mind. And it was, I remember I chose Vega and he was Ken. And I was like, oh shit. And the first round I handily won. I was like, okay, what's the big deal? And then the next two rounds, he pummeled my face quite handily. And I was like,
okay.
So
he gave you that false sense of security with the first round?
Yeah, it was like, because like I do the kind of thing where like if I'm playing someone for the first time, I'm usually just trying to feel out their strategy kind of thing, right? And it usually takes me a good match or two to figure that out. It was like he nailed it in the one round. It's like, okay, he knows what I was going to do. And it was, yeah, the next two rounds was pretty much,
sad.
I had no chance. But then we tried to fight again, and I was like, okay, that's only one match. Try it again, and then it disconnected. Then joined again, it disconnected. So I was like, what the hell?
Man. I tell you.
Yeah.
Well,
I hope they fix it.
I'll tell you that the competition on the 360, I think, is a little bit higher from what I've experienced. Like, I probably put 80 or 90 matches in on PSN. Okay. And then I went over to 360, you know, just doing quick ranked matches and stuff. Yep. And I'm just getting killed over there. And granted, a lot of it's due to the D-pad or whatever, but I'm just seeing a higher level of players on the 360 side.
I could
for whatever
that.
Reason.
Yeah, okay.
Because the matches I've had on PSN haven't exactly been spectacular, that's for sure.
Yeah, I've had a few that are like high-level players that I can tell they're high-level. It's like, because they whoop me soundly. Because they're like linking, you know, like low strongs, low forward, fireball, and you know they've got their timing down online. It's like, oh shit, I can't do that. So, I think my record's like, I don't know, like 50 some and 30 some.
Is there a way you can check that online?
I heard that there was supposed to be a way, and I've checked out the Capcom website, and I don't see anything about it. Like they're supposed to do stat tracking, of some sort. I don't know how to access it though.
And is it just for ranked matches, or do they track every match?
No, it's probably ranked matches, I guess.
Because I've hardly played any ranked matches.
Yeah, you're like 1-1. I'm like keeping an eye on everyone's stats.
Nice.
I'm competitive. I'm sorry. Just in this game, though. Like, anything else, I'm not. But, okay, all right, pinball, I'm competitive, too. But only the Street Fighter board.
Yes, the important one.
And when Uno comes out with the Street Fighter cards, all over that. Am I kind of a fanboy? Holy shit, I am.
Yeah, it's all right, though. Street Fighter.
Yeah. It's okay to be a fanboy of a game.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Let's see. The Street Fighter-wise, DJ's a lot stronger, it seems. I'm getting a lot better with him. He's becoming one of my mains. Guile is still even better.
I
can't believe it. Because he's got that overhead hit with his standing roundhouse now. Like if you hold forward and hit roundhouse. Which offers a shit ton of change-ups. Because you can throw like a slow sonic boom followed across the screen, and then as the opponent blocks, you've got three different options. You can throw at the overhead hit, or you can trip him, or you can just keep walking in and throw him. So huge game with him. Yeah, it's not cheap.
It's cheap.
How is that cheap?
Exploiting throws is cheap.
That's not an exploit of a throw.
It's an exploit of a throw. It's forcing someone to block and have no defense, and you have to throw them. It's cheap. Hit him with the roundhouse or the overhead hit. Don't throw him.
It's an option.
It's bad Street Fighter etiquette.
No, I don't think so. No, if I just tagged him and then walked in and then threw them, or if I was Chun-Li has really high priority throws.
Or someone with Vega. That's oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
And I love using Vega, but I refuse to throw with him unless it's like an air throw. But yeah, the one guy who I lost to, and that I think was one of the tournaments. He just basically hit throw. I wish there was voice chat because I was like, I want to be like, you cheat motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
There are ways around that. Come on, Jeff.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe
we'll see.
It's just not good enough. You're the best. around. God, I love that song. Yeah. Yeah, I could talk for Street Fighter for a while, but I'll forego. Try and make this a short show. I'm sorry. Anyway, that's all that I've played.
Cool. All right, Jeff, what's all up?
Well, yeah, Street Fighter. Played some Left 4 Dead, of course. What's new that I played? Play some Resistance 2. Oh, I bought Chrono Trigger DS.
Ooh, cool.
So I started playing that, me and Tanya. I didn't play the first one, like I said, so I'm enjoying it so far. So I can't tell you if there's anything different or anything new, except for the stylus controls, but which I don't use. I just use the standard controls. That's basically all I've been playing, actually. It hasn't been too much. I remember there's something I played, and I was like, remember for when you talk about distractions. But of course, I forgot. Damn it. Nah, whatever. Yeah, fuck it.
It must not have been that good of a game if it didn't leave an impression.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. But yeah, I haven't really been playing too much, man. It's been a lot of Street Fighter, basically. And Fallout 3.
Yeah. Same here. Lots and lots of Fallout. Mm-hmm. I can't get enough of that game. I'm totally addicted to it. And I'm taking it real slow as well. I'm like...
Yeah.
I'm being real thorough with everything. So it's like when I do a quest, when I have to go into the building, I make sure I cover the entire map of the building and make sure I search everything. So, you know, my clock, when I finish this game, my clock is going to be really high.
Insane.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really high. But yeah, I think I'm level 14 now. I'm almost level 15. And I've started like changing up the way I'm distributing skills, because I was trying to distribute like equally across everything, because I wanted to be kind of a jack of all trades. Yeah, that wasn't working, because I was getting my ass handed to me by super mutants. So
and there's only 20 levels, so I mean...
Oh, really? There's only 20 levels?
Yeah, you can only go to... It's capped at 20.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you stop getting experience after that, so basically just take like three things and max them out if you can.
Yeah. I think right now I'm looking at probably lockpicking, science, small guns... and sneak are my three highest skills.
Nice.
Isn't that four?
Or my four.
Yeah, it is four.
Skills, I guess. Well, sneak isn't that high. I think I just got it to 60. And like small guns is like 80. And science is 75. And lockpicking is at like 69. So, yeah. Sneak is kind of it was a last minute choice. It's like, okay, I should probably put some more.
It helps.
I probably won't put any more into it right now.
Mm-hmm. But you know, we've got like an email thread going between like four or six of us, I think, that are all playing the game at the same time, and it's just fucking amazing how different of an experience we're all having. The game is just so immersive and so open, and definitely deserving of its own special.
Absolutely. Yes. Let's see what else. Left 4 Dead, of course. That game's awesome, and I want to play it more. So, people on Steam, let me know. I want to play it more. Let's see what else. Order of Ecclesia, still playing that. The game is still hard. I think I have Shinoa to level 50 now, and I'm still having trouble. I'm at a boss that's like a centaur, and it's a centaur that takes up more than the whole screen. It's like you start down and you're fighting its legs. And you see its legs, and you see the giant ass sword that the thing is carrying. So you have to there's like gems on the legs, and you break the gem on the legs, and he like bucks up in the air, and you have to slide underneath him, so that you're like between the front legs and the back legs. And then there's two like crossbows attached to his body that fire
at you.
That
makes sense.
Of course. So you got to get rid of those, and then you have to slide to the back, and you have to get rid of the back legs. And then he falls down, and you climb up his tail onto his back, and you have to hit him in the head. So, you know, by the time I do all this, you know, I've lost like half of my hit points, and then I'm trying to figure out the pattern that he does while you're on his back, and I'm having trouble with that. So that's where I am right now. But it's freaking awesome though. I'm so glad they actually made a Castlevania difficult again.
How hard is it though?
Because
honestly, that's the reason I'm not buying it. Is because if it's ridiculously hard, where I'm going to be frustrated and have to play things over and over again, I'm probably not going to like it.
The only thing that you're probably really going to have to play more than once is a boss battle. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's when I say it's difficult, it is. It's a difficult game, but it's more that they ramped up the difficulty. As in, you can't kill a skeleton in one shot as soon as you start the game. You know, when you're level one with the dinkiest power that you have, you're not going to kill a skeleton in one shot. It is the hardest of the Metroidvanias.
Okay.
But it is not as hard as, you know, the old school Castlevanias.
Okay.
So.
I hear you.
Okay. There you go.
Still might pick that up.
You should. You definitely should. I really suggest it. And let's see, last game that I played for like an hour was I finally got my hands on Viking. It's kind of like Conan. But I'm not sure if it's better or not. I haven't played it enough. It's like I've only gotten a few moves, and you know, you have he walks around, he dual wields the whole time. He's got an axe and a sword, and you know, it's basically there's a standard attack button, and then there's a finisher button. So your combos are pretty much all with the A button until you start getting the special combos later. But and then like X will flash above the enemy's head, and you can go in and you can like basically rip them apart. So it's kind of like Conan in that respect, because you can like dismember them and that kind of thing. But I haven't really gotten that far. It's interesting though, because it's like there's this huge overworld map, and there's not really stages. You kind of just go from one part of the map to the other, and you just kind of travel there, and you're fighting shit while you're going. So it's like adventure-y that way. So it's like an action game with more of an adventure feel to it. So it's interesting. I'm going to give it some more time and see how I like it, but, yeah, hell, for $15, I couldn't beat it.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's it. That's all I've been playing this week. I didn't get to really play Street Fighter. I wanted to get online with you guys, but I never really got a chance. So
yeah, you probably wouldn't if you logged on anyway.
Yeah.
It's probably issues. See, even if you did, you probably wouldn't have had a chance to play us anyway.
Yeah, really.
I still yet to connect to Jason.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we've tried numerous times. It's just not working out for us. I don't know what the fuck it is. So Jeff, get it on the 360.
I think I'm going to, actually. I'm going to pick up a Ori stick for that and grab it on that as well.
Oh, dude, don't do that. I've got one that I'm trying to get rid of.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'll buy that one off you.
Okay, cool.
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 Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Well, let's move on to news.
You guys want some news? How badly do you want the news? Let's get this over with.
How badly do you want?
That's how badly news. I want to get it over with.
There's no good news. It's all bad news in this economy. This so-called R word. Midway's having problems. Apparently they owe $150 million to some company. They have 50 days to pay it. If not, they're going to have to actually claim bankruptcy. So, hopefully they sell a lot more Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe.
Yeah, really.
And get that out there.
Mm-hmm.
But, but usually these things actually work out. You hear all the time about companies in trouble, then they bounce back. Factor 5's in the same shoes. It's one of the bloggers, actually one of the, I think it's one of the artists, the lead artist who works for them. What's his name? Actually, I don't think they have his name, but on his blog, he basically wrote that they're going through some tough times and they might actually be canceling some projects. He doesn't name any games that are being canceled, but people know that there's a Wii game in the works, as well as another entry in the Rogue Squadron series.
Oh,
so
please make it happen.
Make it happen as in you want to see it or you want to cancel that one?
I love Rogue Squadron stuff.
Yeah.
And
I wouldn't mind seeing Pilot Wings come back from them, so, you know.
Yeah, Pilot Wings was also them. So, they're in bad shape too, but hopefully they'll bounce back. I mean, they need to redeem themselves after Lair, so let's give them a chance.
That's kind of what I was thinking. That's the last thing they did, isn't it? Lair?
Yeah, Lair is the last thing
they did.
And
we know how much critics love that game.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of put them in, you know, the deep end, so to speak. But I think, I'm pretty sure Sony published that, right? So they probably paid for most of it. But
it's possible. I'm sure they threw them quite a bit of money. But,
yeah.
You know. Hard to say.
Exactly. Speaking of money, transition, here we come. Konami's looking more by milking that Metal Gear Solid franchise. There's a little kind of teaser ad, I don't know what you want to call it. Basically shows a green upside down eye plus a green right side up eye equals power symbol in green. So of course everyone's saying
with an exclamation mark.
Yeah, with an exclamation mark. Yeah, exactly. And basically says the new Metal Gear is, that's it. Mm-hmm. And people are speculating that it's possibly Xbox 360 version of Metal Gear Solid 4. People are saying it could be an Xbox Live version of one of the games. Or could be a Wii.
Are we taking bets? Game. Should we do it?
I'm not taking bets.
I think the best thing is probably...
I'm still throwing out my thought of iPhone. I don't care. I think the green is like to fuck with people.
Think so?
Yeah. No, why not?
I think
I'm saying why not.
It's going to be acid on Xbox Live Arcade.
Yeah, I think that's probably very likely.
Acid, or do you think it's going to be like the original like Metal Gear?
Acid, yeah, because they're pimping the exclamation point, which is a huge, you know, and all of the trailers for Acid and everything, they're all about the exclamation point.
Really?
I think so, yeah. They emphasize that a lot more than in other games.
Yeah, it's always a big part of Metal Gear Solid, but... Yeah. With Acid, it's like it's right there in the name. When they spell Acid, it's with the exclamation point instead of the I. Mm-hmm. So it's very possible that's it.
Is anyone going to care about that though?
I will.
Well, when they announce
for
it,
real?
If it turns out to be Acid,
then that's when I'll lose all interest. I'll be like, okay.
Oh.
The games are supposed to be really good. I haven't actually.
I'm sure they are.
But
so is knitting to some people, Chris. People love to do that shit too.
Nice. Okay, let's continue.
it is an Xbox Live Arcade game. If you happen to have the silver account, you're not paying for gold. In the month of December, some games are going to be free to play online. So I guess I'm not sure if that's like a MS way of being like, hey, thanks for being cheap or whatnot, or thanks for not giving us money. Here's some games that you can play for free. The games are Kingdom from Keflings. That's that game which actually didn't get bad reviews, where you use your avatar and it's got like a Sim City-ish or something like that, or like a Sims. I don't know. You build a city for these little guys or whatever. I don't know. Did you guys play it? I didn't play it.
No, not yet.
Aegis Wing. That's Aegis Wing is that free game that came out like a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's a free shmup, right?
That's a pretty good shmup.
It's fun to play co-op. I liked it two players. It's kind of cool.
I actually haven't done it.
No, it's cool. You can like attach to each other and do all these crazy shit.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Barman Live, Hardwood Hearts, Hardwood Spades, Uno, Small Arms, and Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix.
Sounds pretty cool. I like Small Arms a lot too, actually.
I bought that. I think I played it twice.
Really? You didn't like it or what?
I just didn't. I don't know. Something about it bugged me, and I can't remember what. I'll try it again and see what it was. But
it's like Super Smash Brothers with guns.
Yeah.
I thought it was neat.
Cool. We should hook up for some of that, because I never really played it. I played it online like once or twice.
It's been about a year for me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was like the first week I bought it. I think I bought it day one. I was like, all right. Now playing it again.
I'm actually very impressed that they're putting some of the higher profile online games on there, like Street Fighter and Bomberman and Uno. Uno, a lot of people still play Uno online. So.
Oh yeah, I think it's still one of the most played Xbox Live Arcade games.
Yeah, I mean it's so approachable. Why wouldn't you play it? Yeah.
You know? Speaking of, this isn't awesome news or anything like that, but did either of you guys download Super Stardust Portable?
Not yet. I heard it came out. I haven't had a chance to look at it, though.
I'm afraid. I'm really afraid. I don't know if I can play it without a dual stick.
With that dual stick?
For real.
Yeah, that would be hard. That would be really hard.
Yeah. This is fucking exciting. Home. I think we're all in the beta right now, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Play it every day.
Well, really nice. Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Do you just like hit on?
I sit around my apartment. You do. Every day I sit around the apartment.
Oh really?
That's cool.
I sometimes go down to the theater and watch the same video over and over. That's fun. You
do a little dance.
And yeah, have people like stand right in front of my avatar so I can't see the screen. I'm like, oh great, thanks.
don't forget when you actually like walk into a new room that you haven't been to before and you have to download the entire room.
Ooh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
That's so much fun.
No. That's great.
You know what else is great, though, is Red Bull is actually going to have a whole section dedicated to them. They're one of the first big advertisers and one of the first big sponsors of home. Don't know when it's going to hit, but they're going to have their first Red Bull Island, so to speak. So we can all go there and hang out.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're getting notice of this advertising for advertising.
Oh, that's awesome. Dude, yeah, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to be like, hey, guys, what's up? And then you guys are going to be like,
drinking some Red Bull.
Drink Red Bull.
Everyone's going to be dancing and, you know, drinking the virtual Red Bull cans. Hitting on chicks. You know? Having a good time. Dance moves.
And then you'll say, so what do you think of Red Bull? And everybody will look at you and you'll say,
I love Red Bull.
Who gives a shit?
What? Damn it. Sugar free. We weren't in on the awesome. Same thing. Okay.
A Red Bull room might actually make Jason interested in home, actually.
Yeah. For about
He's
5 minutes.
While I walk
That's right. Oh, look, Red Bull. Okay.
Once the caffeine buzz wears off, then I'm like, eh, I'm done.
Okay. What? Yeah. Why is it Red Bull? I mean, not that it's Red Bull could be anyone, but I mean, why isn't it you figure, like, you know, home's not even out yet. Why don't they have, like, the first dedicated rumor island be based on a video game? Why don't they have, like, the Killzone 2 island or something like that?
Because
that could be advertising for a game that's coming out that people would be, you know, it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Or even a game that's already out, you know? Resistance 2.
Uncharted.
Uncharted.
Or you can just play Uncharted.
Well, yeah.
It's also an idea. But, oh, one thing I did want to say actually during... distractions. Sorry, I'm backtracking a little bit. Oh, that was your news, by the way. That's everything.
Hey, that was your news. Woo!
Remember last week I was saying how HD, I was saying Street Fighter looks better on 360 or whatever?
Yeah.
I did adjust my settings a bit for my PS3. I turned the sharpness down, and that did help out with the yellow thing a hell of a lot. Cool. Unlike all my games. So, yeah, there's still a little bit there, but it's not even close to how bad it was. So, I think most of that had to do with my settings.
Yeah, I could not tell a difference.
Yeah.
Seriously, from one to the other. So,
okay.
I didn't want to call you out, though, bro.
Nah, that's all right. Just cool. Thank you. Appreciate it. But no, someone on, I think it was Good Two Face on the board, was like, hey, you might want to change your sharpness levels. That might help. So that's what I did. And I was like, hey, it looks a lot better. So, yeah.
Cool.
Jeff's using like an S video for, you know, his PlayStation. What the hell? This looks.
I got it going coax, man.
Exactly.
All right, cool. Let's take a break.
Break
and we'll come back and we'll talk about this fucking phenomenon, this ridiculous piece of shit phenomenon that is Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm not opinionated at all.
I'm disgusted.
And then we'll do some new releases, some listener email, some contest winners, a new question of the week, and then we'll round up the show. So stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Yep.
These. Right after these
nuts.
These nuts.
These nuts.
Okay, stop.
All right, mic check. Check. 1, 2. All right, sweet. Yeah, we're set. Got my beer. Got my Doritos. Check my perks here. Yeah, sweet. I'm gonna kill me some terrorists. They ain't never gonna know what hit them. That's right, bitches. I'm coming for you. Get ready to reap the whirlwind. Game, set, match, motherfucker. Get ready. There's no stopping.
Hey, hon, can you help me carry in the groceries?
Son of a bitch. Every damn time.
GamersOnlyOlder.com. Because carrying the groceries is not an achievement.
Release the inner child.
Welcome to the Goos of VG Evo Network podcast affiliate.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, Jason.
You got it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks, a pleasure to have you on the show each and every time.
Pleasure's all mine.
Yeah, so we did kind of change things up at last minute, and sorry about that, but we have a lead that may make the original feature that we were going to do today, which was the professional gaming as a sport, it will most likely make it much more interesting. So we're still following a lead on that, and we'll let you guys know as soon as we do. So we did a last minute switch, and we wanted to talk about Black Friday, which was a horrible disaster, in my opinion. And, you know, just to, I'm not going to, a lot of the stuff is going to get mentioned in emails, and I don't want to touch on too much, but we'll go over some of it later after we talk about, you know, emails and stuff. But there were apparently two shot in Southern California at a Toys R Us, as well as what everybody knows about, which is the clerk that died after being trampled by a crowd at Walmart. And it really is horrible, and I can't believe that this world has gotten to this point where, you know, it's okay for something like this to happen, and then all of a sudden, you know, you're still going to go shopping.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
I mean, and that's what really got me more than anything, because these people were pissed off because they were closing the store. It's like, I waited here since, you know, whatever, since Thursday. Who gives a shit? At least you're not dead. You know, this guy's dead.
Exactly.
So yeah, that happened, and there was a video of an ad that someone that was at that Walmart took and put online, and I couldn't watch the whole video. I had to stop it.
I didn't watch it. I was like, that'll make me more mad. I can't believe people.
It was horrible. I mean, they were sitting there, they were talking about it, and they were like, oh, this and this, and you can hear one guy in the back saying, why aren't they giving them mouth to mouth? Why aren't they giving them mouth to mouth? And because they're just doing the chest compressions on them. And and then all of a sudden people are, you know, cracking jokes and laughing. And I'm
are
like,
you serious?
Yeah. I'm like, I can't believe that people would be in that kind of situation. That it feels like it's okay after this man is laying there dead after probably you trampled over him that you're going to crack jokes and laugh about it.
I can't. Well, that's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't. You can't really hear what they're laughing about, but you can clearly hear laughing in the video, and it really is disgusting. I posted the video on VG Evo, and actually, Jason, this is probably a good time to pass it to you.
I'll take it. We'll try and maybe lighten it up a little bit, as disgusting as that is. I'm gonna start off with a voicemail. This is from Bleak Harvest. Let's see what this mofo has to say.
Hey guys, this is Matt, aka Bleak Harvest from the VG Evo forums, quickly responding to your question of the week. What the hell is up with Black Friday? Now, as I was telling Glenn and Mark in an email I sent them, this is the first time I ever did anything for Black Friday. I was at my wife's family's house, and her sisters wanted to go out and do some shopping. So I, you know, volunteered to take them along, and maybe in the process save myself a couple of bucks. So sure. We arrive at Target at about 10 a.m., and even then, people were running around being very discourteous to one another. There wasn't a single smile on anyone's face, save maybe the people who were waiting in line to be rung up for their plastic shit. And just the whole place was, it looked like they just fought off a horde of zombies or something. There was shit all over the floor. It was one of those crappy Targets that they have a food stand on, you know, and so there was popcorn everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
It was nuts. And nothing really could have prepared me for it. Even though I lived in New York for about 3 years, you would have thought by now that I had seen the bowels of hell and knew what crazy really was, mostly because I took the subway to work every day. But no, this even now, it shocked me. When I come home to see that not only had a woman had a miscarriage on Black Friday, but a man died from being trampled to death, I just at that point, I just despaired for the human race in general. I don't know. This email was supposed to be a well-articulated argument, maybe highlighting the fors and against, but now I'm just in a state of pure disparity, and I'm kind of lost for words, especially after seeing the video that I think it was you, Chris, that posted it, of some onlookers just filming it on their cell phones and talking casually and cracking jokes and laughing. Just, I don't know how you can really react to that without, you know, just sighing or being lost for words. So I'm sorry that this email just trails off. If you choose not to play it, I wouldn't blame you. But as, you know, an outsider coming into this country and seeing that kind of crap, it doesn't give a very good impression. Not of this country in particular, just your fellow man. And I think like the only way we can remedy this from now on is to make all games downloadable and lock people inside their houses. All right, guys. Thank you very much for your time, and thank you for posing such a good question.
You got it, man. All right, so that didn't lighten the mood. Thanks a lot, Blake.
No,
I'm kidding.
No. Said exactly how we all feel, basically.
Yeah, and he said that it was supposed to be like this well articulated thing, and it's really hard to put words together for something like this because, you know, he mentioned the miscarriage, and I don't know if you guys heard about that, but it was at the same Walmart, and this woman was, she was 8 months pregnant, and she was in line to go shopping, and apparently there was a woman in that saw her. A school teacher that saw her and pulled her away, and apparently the pregnant woman said that her water had broke, and you know they rushed her to the hospital, and she lost the baby apparently, and it turns out that I think that she was deaf from some of the reports that I read. I think she was deaf and 8 months pregnant, and you know she ended up losing the baby because of it.
But is that because of that she trampled on a little bit, or was it just
yeah
oh wow yeah. That's terrible. And
the thing is that in that situation, though, it's hard to tell, you know, what's, I mean, people should be watching out for her. No doubt they should be watching out for her. But in reality, should she have put herself in that situation in the first place? And, I will not say it's her fault.
I would never blame that on her. Like, yeah, she's pregnant.
No, I'm not going to blame it on her. But, I mean, I will say this, that if you know, if Crystal was 8 months pregnant and she said, I'm going to Black Friday, I'm going here for Black Friday, I'm like, no, you're not. Yeah, not in that. I'll go wait in line for you. That's fine.
That's the sad part, that we're sitting here, that you guys are saying, like, yeah, you know, you're not going to go out to Black Friday because you shouldn't have to worry about going out somewhere to go shopping.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Because it should not. And, you know, it's very possible that this woman had no idea what she was getting herself into. And and either way, it's those people that were there should have been watching out for her. I mean, it's ridiculous how, like, human rights and everything just go right out the fucking window just so you can save $100 on a fucking TV.
Yeah. People are it disgusts me. I don't, like, we don't have Black Friday here up in Canada, but we have Boxing Day, which is basically the day after Christmas. And we all get it off, whatever, and they have deals. And people do. They line up. You know, there's door crashers and stuff like that. But I avoid going out on Boxing just because I hate big crowds like that, just waiting in lines and whatever.
Yeah, I agree.
So, but I've worked retail during them, and it sucks. But I've never seen anyone get into, like, a fight or something over, like, a 360 or PS3 or a TV or, you know, like, as far as I know, I don't think anyone's actually been killed during something like that, actually, like, for shopping. And just, so I'm like, wow, I thought that was bad. And then I hear all these stories about Black Friday, and you hear all the, like, I've heard, like, basically every year something happens.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Yeah. Let me roll into another email. This is from Animated. And he says, he says that he's animated. Hey, Andis, this is Animated Fan, and I figured that I would give my thoughts on the question of the week about what happened on Black Friday. Year after year, this day comes around, and on Black Friday, I expect a death somewhere in the U.S., since it happens every fucking year, because of retarded people thinking that the item that they're going to buy will be taken by someone else. On every Black Friday, there's usually news of a trampling at a store, but this year was different because of the shooting at Toys R Us in a neighboring county. For me, that story was on the local news all weekend, and it was still hard to believe that it happened at a toy store. Mm-hmm. The messed up thing about this day of the year is that any horrible thing that happens is not the fault of the stores, but the customers. Black Friday is the day of the year that starts off the Christmas shopping season, and it's the time of year when stores start making a profit. So companies give out great deals in their stores to get customers in the stores buying everything and anything. Stores can only prepare for the number of people that are going to be shopping. Customers are the ones that are doing horrible things just to get a bargain. As for your questions, are people really that stupid? And is this world making a turn for the worse? Yes, people are really that stupid. And if something like that happened on Black Friday, would be any indication that the world took a turn for the worse a long time ago? Great show, great work on the show, guys. Later. Animated.
Thanks, Animated.
Hurt you. Yeah. I think the stores can accept a little bit of responsibility if they have very limited quantities of, you know, high-ticket items, hand out tickets. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, to the people in line, the first people in line, you know, they'll put up their hand, say, yeah, I'm here for the TV. And if they've only got limited quantities, allot them to those people. So there's not this mad rush of crazy, frenzied, scary shit.
And I don't understand why it would be hard to do that either. I mean, you're absolutely right. Because, they do that when they're doing midnight releases of systems.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, when Jason and I both were in the same line for the Wii when it came out, mm-hmm. and they went down the line and they gave people tickets. It's like, okay, here you go. And once they got to the last one, that was it. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't see why it would be that much different. Say, what are you here for? I'm here for this. Here's a ticket for that.
Okay, there you go.
Go to the next person. What are you here for? You know, you were the first one in line, and you give them one ticket, and you know that's what they get. They get that one item, and then you know everyone gets that, you know, gets the ability to get the item they wanted the most, and you know whatever's left, and then whatever's left. But it would mm-hmm. it would definitely help. I mean, something has to do something.
Sure.
It hasn't, and it's not just things like this either. I mean, you hear about this kind of shit all over the world when it comes like soccer games and. You know,
oh yeah, it's, people are just crazy. They get fanatical, and whenever they're getting a bargain, like I worked at EB a few years back, and I remember working at a Boxing Day, and like you said, like we pretty much had crappy deals, like EB usually does. There's nothing usually too special, but we were selling what was it, Rayman Arena for like $9.99, which is a terrible game, but because it was in our flyer, so many people were asking for it, and we only had like two of them in the store, and they went like in the first 10 minutes. But like, I had a woman yelling at me. She's like, "You don't have this game. It sucks. Advertised for $9.99. I'm like, "Listen, like the game sucks. It's crap. Like she's like, "Oh, I just want to buy it for my son." I'm like, "Your son will be happy you didn't buy it. Trust me. It's a piece of garbage. That's why we're selling it for $9.99. I was like, "She was yelling. I'm like, "You know, I'm just gonna be honest with you. It's crap. That's why it was $9.99." And she's like, "Yeah, you should have it." Blah, blah. And I couldn't believe it. I'm like, "You're only doing this because the game's $9.99. Like if it was like $49.99, like every other game, you wouldn't give a rat's ass. Like people just go crazy for cheap stuff."
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking retarded.
Yep, I agree.
Indeed. All right, next email is from conman99999. Hey, guys. Sorry, I haven't emailed you for a couple weeks. Been real busy. It's really sad to hear about this man that died. I honestly wonder what goes through people's heads as they're trampling him. It's disgusting. And it's fucking Walmart. You're going to save 10 cents on a pair of mittens. And then the story goes on to say that people just walked over him and kept on shopping. Mm-hmm. How the hell did no one think, oh, maybe I should help him? Thank you, con man.
Yeah. And that's exactly what we were talking about. That's the thing that's getting to us the most is the fact that, you know, people kept shopping. And, you know, when they said they were closing the store, people were pissed off closing the store. I mean, mm-hmm. how do you have that much disregard for human life? I don't understand.
Right, yeah.
I really don't understand how someone could be that selfish.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it. And granted, maybe people in the back of the line didn't know what was going on. They just thought that there was an accident or something. I don't know. Not that I'm trying to play devil's advocate. But
no, but that is like, I mean, if you're somewhere and it's like crowded, sometimes you don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah,
so.
I know. But those initial people, I mean, God. I mean, they bust down this door.
Yeah.
There was a guy behind it and underneath. And I don't know. No words.
Yeah, it's hard to put that kind of stuff into words. You know, it's I mean the one thing that I will say is that when there's a crowd that big, mm-hmm. it's very possible that most of the people didn't even realize he was there because of the fact that you're just moving because the mass is moving that direction. Mm-hmm. You know, people in the back are pushing, you know, and there's no patience at all.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, that's how it happens. They just ran over people and nobody even realized it.
It's just like, everyone was probably thinking, you know what, I'm not going to help that person because somebody else will. It's that whole thing. Like when you see someone in trouble in the street, a lot of people won't do anything because they just figure someone else will do it or they don't want to take responsibility or get involved. It's just, you know, someone's in trouble, help them. Like, fuck. Don't rely on someone else to do something for you.
Yeah. You know what really drives me crazy though is that, you know, they say that Black Friday is the start of the holiday shopping season. How many people do you think are actually out there trying to get these deals for gifts?
Oh, God. Hardly anyone. Well,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, I'd say, maybe a pretty big percentage, but I would say the majority aren't.
Right? No, I would say that easily more than 50% are out there just because they want something that was advertised for
cheap. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, at least don't throw your humanity out the window just so you can save a few bucks.
Right. I agree.
Don't be a douche.
Don't be a douche.
It's like...
All right, I've got one last email here that pretty much sums up my feelings, and probably you guys as well. This is from Arkham. He says, Black Friday is way the mother effing out of hand.
Yes.
But I can't sit the blame solely on the rabid customer, since I believe it is also the store's fault for having crazy slashed prices and a tiny amount of stock.
Yeah.
If they had plenty of the on-sale big savings items, then I think the craziness may be able to be controlled. The only store I've ever seen do it right was Best Buy, and I think it was 2000, where an employee walked up the line asking people what item they were there for and then handed them a ticket for it. He only had a number of tickets equal to what was on the floor, and you couldn't buy the item without the ticket, and each customer was limited to a single ticket. Sure, the lines at the register were still super the fucking longest ever, but you didn't have to go on back on someone's ass to save 33 cents on a Furby. Maybe Walmart had adopted this philosophy that an unfortunate kid's life could have been spared. I don't want to give you the impression that I don't like saving crazy-ass money on items that I want or need. If a store is a sweet deal on a plasma screen, you can bet your mom's ass that I will be Tatsumaki Kyaku my way to the front of the line, zombifying anyone who gets in my way. It may be as simple as having a police officer present at every storefront, although that would be added expense for the store.
Yeah.
Anyway, word to your mother, Arkham.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. That's I didn't actually read that email before we talked about the ticket thing. So
yeah, same here.
But
we've seen that for like Chris said, console launches and whatnot. And I've seen it at other at other stores during Black Friday. I don't know why everyone hasn't adopted it. I think we'll see a change next year.
I think so too. Yeah,
I hope so. I really hope
so.
I don't know. I mean, there's been deaths in the past, but I think this one kind of got a lot of coverage, and I think a lot of people are really, really upset about this, and especially with the video that was released where it's showing people laughing, joking, and otherwise being less than human.
Yeah.
So hopefully people will step up.
There was also another incident at the Walmart where apparently a woman was trying to buy a camera, and someone else came up, punched her in the stomach, took it, and went and bought it.
What?
Yeah. Apparently it was.
Death.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And I'm trying to see where it said. She said she was punched in the stomach by another female shopper who swiped the camera out of her hands. I was like, seriously?
People should be shot.
Yeah, and it's bad. And then the whole thing with the with Toys R Us. Apparently there were two women arguing, and they started fighting. And they like straight out fighting while in the store. And then one of the men that were with them pulled a gun out. And
who brings a loaded gun to Toys R Us?
I have no idea. But it says the man who was with the woman being punched pulled a gun halfway out of his pocket, then shoved it back in. He said he pulled out his gun right next to me. Oh, this is one of the witnesses talking. He pulled out the gun right next to me. I turned back, looked for my wife, and she was already hiding. Good idea. So after that, the other man pulled his gun out to the first man, but forgot to cock it, apparently. And first man tried to run, but was blocked by the line. Then he ran back towards the store's electronics section as the other man fired his gun. So they're in the store.
Oh, God.
They're in the store, and they're firing guns at people. I mean, it's disgusting. I don't.
Where was that? Where did this happen?
This was in Southern California. Yeah.
God.
It's ridiculous. But this is. I think Jeff said it best in the email discussion that we were talking about when we were talking about like changing the feature, and. Do you remember what you said, Jeff?
No.
No?
No.
These people are Jerk Store of the Year.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Jerk Store of the Year. Big time. Congratulations, all you fuckers officially get the first Jerk Store of the Year award from Indus.
Yeah. End of the year, Jerk Stores of the Year.
Yeah.
You'll never be topped either, likely. Mm-hmm.
True. Yeah.
Very unlikely.
I mean, so alternatives to Black Friday. I mean, what can we do?
I am fine with Black Friday, but, have it organized, okay?
Yeah.
And for me, I'm just going to freaking shop online, man. Screw that.
Thank you.
I bought some shit on Black Friday. I bought Transformers on Blu-ray for $10. I bought Viking for $15, and I bought a guitar, the frontman guitar by Nyko, I think, for like $7.
Mm-hmm.
That was my Black Friday.
And you got like free shipping too, didn't you?
Yeah, it was free shipping.
Sweet.
Nice. And you didn't have to leave your house.
That's right.
Yeah. I didn't get much. I got a couple t-shirts. And another important thing to note, I think, is Cyber Monday.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, the Monday after the Black Friday, and all sorts of online shops have their special deals. That's their Black Friday, as it were.
Yep. Definitely worth thinking about the online shopping, because, I mean, it's getting to the point where I mean, even when it's not Black Friday, I do most of my shopping online now, just because the crowds are ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Same here. I didn't go to any physical stores.
I
haven't for years, because I've seen some crazy shit firsthand, just women clawing at one another and screaming and swearing, and it's just chaos. And
yeah,
I'm like, okay, I'm done with this.
Yeah, I agree. And
I can't deal with it.
It's scary, but it's like most of the time when you see that, it is women that are doing that shit. It's like, man, they really are. They really want that shit. They are crazy.
And you know, it's like a family tradition in some houses, you know, because you've got family in, you know, from out of town, right? And they all get up early the next day, you know, they're all excited. They're looking at the flyers the night before, you know, like, we're going to go to this store and this store, and we're going to do this. And yeah, it's a little like a family outing. They need protective gear, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wear riot gear.
Protective. Yeah. You shouldn't need that for a family outing, I guess. Mm. Go see a movie. I don't know. God damn. Can we wrap this up? This is really
depressing. Yeah, it is kind of, sorry for the depressing topic, but it was kind of just,
it's something we
needed
wanted
to needed to rant a little bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, Black Friday is fucked up. It needs to be fixed. I think who sent the last email?
Arkham.
What Arkham said that Best Buy was doing, I think that is a good step to a solution. Yeah. Buy shit online. And don't get yourself in the situation where you're going to get hurt on one of these crazy ass days, because humanity goes out the fucking window, and it's not worth it.
Right. It's not worth it. I mean, you're going to see crazy deals on TVs and stuff, but you know what?
Almost they have three
the
of
they
have them.
They have very, very limited quantities. So unless you're there at like 2 a.m. the night before, you're not going to get one. Mm-hmm. Don't bother. Just stop.
I'm done. Okay. Wrapped up. We're finished.
You too.
Jeff, do you have unless Jeff, you want to say something real quick before you want to get your last vent out?
No, I'm good. I'm done.
Jerk store of the year.
I'm done with people too. God.
Ugh. People suck.
Yeah, seriously. I mean last thing I'm going to say is, you know, my thoughts and my heart go out to the family of the clerk who died and the woman who lost her baby. I mean, that's shit like that shouldn't happen. Just shouldn't happen. So, all right, enough depressing stuff.
Yes.
Let's move on to.
So now on to the Wii and DS releases.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay, on to less depressing stuff. How about that? All right. All right. So yeah, new releases for the Wii. Only one game coming out: Neopets Puzzle Adventure.
Yes.
For DS. There are five games coming out. Build a lot.
Wait, it's like build a lot, like a lot?
Or no, a
it's,
lot?
Well, yeah, it's build a lot. Stuff. And I don't know if it's like building a lot or if it's build a lot. I'm going to look that up after we go through this, because that would
Can
be hilarious.
Buy, like build a used car lot?
Yeah.
Or...
yeah.
Build a parking lot. That's
it's a new Simbi game. Takes out all that crazy economic
you put down
shit.
A big
you don't really
thing
care
of
about it.
Concrete. Done.
You have to actually mix the gravel and everything. And, okay. This gets better though. Driver's Ed Portable.
Nice.
While you're driving, you can play.
All right. Slingo Quest. Left Brain, Right Brain 2. And Kate West, The Vanishing Files.
All right.
Next, 360 is getting nothing next week.
Nothing at all?
Well, I mean, minus Xbox Live Arcade stuff, which we're not sure what they're getting. So, PS3 is getting Sonic Unleashed, which was already released on everything else.
Uh-huh.
PS2 is getting Persona 4.
Neat.
Mm-hmm. And PSP is getting Dungeon Maker 2, The Hidden War. I'm pretty sure everybody's going to have the same pick of the week again this week.
Yeah.
Oh, the lot game for sure.
Nah.
I love to build, and build I love to build a lot. I love to build a lot of lots.
I like to build lots of lots.
Persona 4.
Pick of the week, Persona 4.
Yep, Persona 4.
No doubt.
Sweet. Hey, did you guys check out the Persona MMO at all? Hear about that?
No, I heard that they opened up registration for that. I was going to sign up for it.
I played about, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or something like that. Combat's okay for an MMO. So it's like real time. It's kind of arcadey a little bit.
Cool.
So it's neat for an MMO. I kind of like it. I might try it out some more.
Cool.
All right, cool. Build a lot. Become a real estate mogul and take over the housing market.
Oh, my God. It is
you construct,
build a lot.
Upgrade, and sell houses for huge profits.
I thought it meant build like a ton. Like, yeah. Like not. It actually is a lot. That's hilarious.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Wow. We have to stop joking around because shit's coming true.
Oh, man. All right, Jason, let's move on to emails.
Oh, he caught me with my pants. Well, no, not my pants down.
That's what meant to
do. Did we have emails? I don't think we really
have
emails.
Okay, actually, yeah. I'm sorry, not listener email. Let's do contest winner email.
Contest winner email.
Contest winner.
Where the hell's my drum roll sound effect? I don't have one. Everything. That's gorgeous. Thank you. That's very helpful. All right, so we got a shit ton of entries, and we had to nail our, you know, bring it down to two people. And
are we gonna do the power glove one first, or are we doing the big
power gloves first?
Power glove is first. Cool. All right, so two winners are Tay Tay.
Oh, he's gonna be pissed.
Pobe. Well, I get to, we're giving him free shit. We can call him Tay Tay now.
Yeah.
I think
we're calling him Tay Tay. He's getting a free CD.
And number two is Colonel Satan.
Cool.
And this was all officially done with like randomizer.org in a very specific fashion, and it was tested and mother approved. So.
And they did not bribe us whatsoever.
No.
That's right. What were their favorite songs?
Favorite songs from Tay Tay. He says, hey guys, it's me. After spending quite a while on YouTube and iTunes, I've decided that Mute City is my favorite song. Thanks for the contest. Bye. This message was sent by the sender's iPhone. We always have to include that. And Ross's.
Yeah, because last time he sent an email, it said, this message was sended by the sender's iPhone.
I think he's fixed it finally. Colonel Satan says, hola, guys. I have to say that so far my favorite Power Glove song is probably So Sexy Robotnik.
Nice.
I never imagined that someone could make Sonic the Hedgehog so face-rippingly awesome. Those leads are so effing good, makes my nethers tingle. Thanks, dudes. Cross his fingers.
Nice.
You win.
Cool. I got to give props to Tay Tay because he's actually one of the only people that actually chose a song that wasn't on their MySpace page.
Attaboy.
Oh, wow.
So he actually got out there and used his resources and figured something else out, and he got a different song. So that's cool.
So congrats to the winners. Sorry about the guys that didn't get picked. It's not my fault. It's randomizer.org.
Blame them.
Yep.
All right. So should we talk about Find a Fourth?
The Find a Fourth. We found a fourth? I think we found a fourth.
We did find a fourth, yes.
This is just
and
a
it was
fourth,
very,
though.
Very... You guys did not make it easy on us. I mean, we had to talk about it for like 2 weeks.
We almost wanted to have find a tenth, but... Yeah.
I think the email thread was like 80 messages long, just talking about what we liked about which and all... Oh, man.
And they were all good, all great ideas.
Yeah. So, how do you guys want to do this?
This is your thunder, man.
This is my thunder?
Do it.
All right, well... After a long debate and, everyone doing pros and cons and, talking about, all the best entries, and the winner turned out to be Repeat.
That's right. RPT.
Congratulations, Repeat. You are going to be on the show. I'm going to be getting in touch with you on Monday for that. So hopefully the day that this is released, and we'll work out the details and we'll try and get you on the show for that. His feature was consoles versus portables. Mm-hmm. And we will actually play his entry before we start that episode.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really good entry. He made a lot of good points, and he had a lot of fun with it. And it was very obvious that he was very interested in talking about it. So A lot of you guys sent in really good entries, and you know, we definitely appreciate it, and we definitely don't want to leave you guys hanging. We're trying to figure out something to do for you.
Yeah,
so,
we're going to figure something out.
Don't think we're just going to let you be out there hanging to dry. We're going to try and figure something out for you.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Repeat is going to be on the show, and I'm going to try and work out details, and hopefully we'll hear more about that soon.
Congrats, man. Yep. So yeah, tight.
Race. You get to hang out with us, very jerk tight. Stores.
Sorry, buddy. You know, Chris actually brought up this like contest idea a long, long time ago, and Jeff and I were like, "Why would anyone want to be on our show?"
Not really. You really think anything. People are going to be interested in doing that? So
we just gonna pick on them and stuff.
Yeah, it was fun going through the entries, though. I mean, there are a lot of good ideas in there, and. You know, it's a lot of stuff that we hadn't thought of. You know, there's a lot of things that people mm-hmm. sent in that were ideas that we just had. I mean, it was like, wow, that's a great idea. You know, I never thought of that. So mm-hmm. you guys are good. You guys are real good.
Yeah.
So cool. All right. Let's do question of the week and wrap up.
Let's.
What is our question of the week? Oh, yeah. Next week we are going to be... we're going to be revisiting the predictions that we made last year.
Yes.
So as soon as I get the right browser window open, the question of the week is actually, did 2008 turn out how you expected it? Mm-hmm. So we made a bunch of predictions. We're going to go back and listen to... Oh, I'm going to go back and listen to that show again at least and find out which ones we got right, which ones we got wrong. We're going to talk about it.
That's right. Should be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
So who called Final Fantasy on 360? I'm raising
this
my hand
guy.
No, I didn't call that. Shit.
I didn't call that either.
I Nobody called that did. Shit, yo.
Did you?
Yep.
Huh. Jeff is the smart one on the show.
Actually, a few things I predicted came true, but a few didn't.
So. Yeah, I don't think anything I predicted came true. I am officially Tessuck. So, all right, cool. Well, you can send in the answer to the question of the week to email at interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. The phone number is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. You can also leave us a message on Skype. That is Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
You can also send it to Google Talk, interactivedistractions@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out Warhawk Wednesdays with Philip J. Fry and not Indus. To tell a few friends about us, and if you're on iTunes, drop by and leave us a review. We'd love to see what you have to say. And also, don't forget that we have a Facebook group, so go check us out on Facebook if you haven't already. And I think we're still not at 100. We need more people on Facebook. Our group is not at 100 yet. I think it's like at like 92 or something. So make up the difference, people. Come on.
Because
you're not cool on Facebook until you at least hit 100. It's the rules.
Is that how it goes?
Actually, you're not cool on Facebook unless you're in the Interactive Distractions group.
Oh, there you go.
I read that once on the internet.
Major news source.
Someone said that in the group.
All right, cool. Well, guys, you have anything else we want to say before we wrap up?
Yeah, I do. Speaking of PJF, 360 Nation for the win.
Oh,
yo.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. New podcast.
Go check it out.
Yeah, they just posted their first podcast on VG Evo and the other podcast section. Mm-hmm. So, Philip J. Fry and I think it's Random, right?
Mm-hmm. Random, yeah.
And they're doing 360 Nation. So definitely check those guys out. They did a pretty good job. Cool. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. And I hope you enjoyed the show. So until next week, play your games. And I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
I'm Jeff.
And we'll see you next week.
I'm hungry.
I almost forgot to do it. It's the hunger pains.